Hello and welcome. Today we're getting real about the subtle psychological tracks that quietly drain millennials and Gen Z of long-term wealth. Not because you don't care or you're lazy, but because your brain is doing what it evolved to do. Pick now over later. I've spent 12 years working with young professionals, and I keep seeing the same movie. Smart, driven people make 1,000 good choices a week. Then a few small, short-term choices sabotage the bigger plan. It's avoidable. Once you see the patterns, you can sidestep them with almost surgical precision. Here's the heart of it. We live in an environment our brains weren't designed for. Your ancestors optimized for food now, shelter now, safety now, not retirement in 40 years. Then phones, feeds, and one-click checkout poured gasoline on those ancient impulses. You're not weak, you're wired. Think about your average day. We make tens of thousands of micro-decisions. When your brain is juggling that much, it defaults to easy. At the end of a long day, the path of least resistance tends to be spending, not saving. Order in instead of cook. Tap buy instead of compare. Later instead of set up the transfer. And the phone? It's a slot machine in your pocket. People check it roughly every 10 minutes they're awake. Each buzz delivers a dopamine hit that trains your brain to chase instant gratification. Pair that with everyone else's highlight reel, and your sense of normal gets warped. You see the trip, not the credit card bill. The new car, not the interest rate. The launch party, not the months of ramen. Here's the twist. The same platforms that create FOMO can become your ally. Curate your feed, and you can import better habits, real experts, and a supportive community. The key is being intentional. Let's talk about the two traps I see most, and the simple shifts that change the game. Trap 1. FOMO. Fear of missing out isn't about the thing you missed. It's your brain's survival alarm firing in the wrong era. Being left out of the group once meant danger. Today, being left out of a weekend trip is not a threat, it's a choice. But your brain can't tell the difference, so it pushes you to keep up. Uncomfortable truth. The more you chase what other people have, the less you build for yourself. The internet makes the chase endless. In 10 minutes, you can see Bali photos, a luxury unboxing, and a Michelin-starred dinner. Without the student loans, the second job, the budget fights, or the teaser APR that jumps to 28%. It's not harmless. People who spend a couple of hours scrolling lifestyle content are far more likely to make an impulse buy within a day. In real life, that means if four of your friends live on those feeds, two or three will tap buy now because their brain hates feeling left out. What do? Run a one-week FOMO audit. Anytime you buy because you saw it online or felt pressure to keep up, a shirt, a cocktail, a subscription, write it down. Don't judge, just track. Most people find an extra $100, $200, even $500 a month quietly leaking into keep-up purchases they barely remember. Once you see it, fix it. Prune your digital garden. Unfollow accounts that spark envy. Follow ones that spark action. Replace "why don't I have that" with "how can I build what I want?" Mute freely. You're not rejecting a person, you're protecting a plan. Trap 2. Hyperbolic discounting. Fancy words for this. Your brain overvalues what you can touch today versus what you'll get later. That's why a $5 latte now often beats a stronger bank balance later, even when you know better. Wild but true, when you imagine your future self, your brain lights up like you're thinking about a stranger. No wonder future you keeps getting outvoted. And the farther away the reward, the smaller it feels. Telling yourself to just be disciplined asks ancient wiring to lose a fair fight against instant pleasure. So change the fight. Try the 10-10-10 rule. Before you buy, ask, how will I feel about this in 10 minutes, 10 months, and 10 years? 10 minutes captures the buzz. 10 months checks whether it still matters after the shine fades. 10 years puts you in conversation with future you. That tiny pause turns on your rational brain and gives you a chance to choose. Next, make the future feel present. Don't save for retirement. Save for 40-year-old me taking a month to travel with my kid. Rename your accounts with goals you can see. Put a progress bar on your phone home screen. Automate transfers the moment your paycheck hits, so spend what's left becomes the default instead of save what's left. Turn saving into the path of least resistance. Give yourself immediate rewards for long-term behavior. Hit a weekly savings target? Treat yourself to a small planned perk, a fancy coffee, a guilt-free hour of your favorite show. Train your brain to associate saving with feeling good now, not just later. Lean on pre-commitment. Start a no-judgment accountability text with a friend. I'll tell you before I make any purchase over $50. set a 24-hour rule for non-essentials, use tools that lock a portion of your savings for a set period, so impulse can't raid your future. Now, zoom back out to the big picture. Decision overload. If you're making thousands of choices a day, reduce the number of money choices you need to make. Simplify. Default. Automate. Pick one investment platform, one contribution percentage, one day of the month. Set it and let time work. The fewer decisions your tired brain faces, the more your plan survives. And remember the phone paradox. It can derail you, or it can carry you. If you keep it, curate it. Follow voices that teach, not tease. Use lists to separate aspirational from actionable. If 3 out of 4 of your recent follows make you feel behind, swap them for creators who show the messy middle. How they budget, what they skip, where they stumble. You want real, not real. Let me leave you with 3 simple experiments for this week. 1. The FOMO audit. Track any purchase you make because of something you saw or because you didn't want to feel left out. 7 days. Total it up. That number is your easiest win. 2. Name and automate. Create 1 savings bucket with a name that makes you smile. Sabbatical summer. First home, 0 tears. Sleep at night fund. Automate a small transfer on payday. Even 10 or 20 bucks. The point is identity, not amount. You're becoming the person who pays future you first. 3. The 10-10-10 pause. For any non-essential over $25, ask those 3 questions. If it still feels right, go for it. If not, you just gave future you a raise. If you want the deeper science and studies, the written article has the technical details. But you don't need to be a behavioral economist to change your trajectory. You just need an environment where your best intentions win on autopilot. Here's what I know. After 12 years, you are not behind. You've been playing on hard mode without knowing it. Once you see the traps, FOMO pulling you sideways, discounting dragging you to now, decision fatigue handing your wallet to impulse, you can redesign the playing field. 1 last thought. Your money story isn't written by willpower. It's written by systems. 5 minutes curating your feed beats 5 hours beating yourself up. 1 automatic transfer beats a month of perfect intentions. And a single conversation with future you, what do we want, what will we be proud of, can reset a decade. You've got this. Start small, start today, and let time do what time always does for people who choose it on purpose. Compound tiny wins into a life you're proud to live.